राजा परीक्षित आस्त कुत्र चतुर्भगवता मैत्रेष्णा संगम कदा वसह संवाद एतद् वर्णय न प्रभो. कुत्र एंड कदा, कुत्र मीन्स वेयर, कदा मीन्स व्हेन. राजा परीक्षित वांट्स टू नो व्हेन एंड वेयर विदुर मेट मैत्रेय ऋषि. यू टेल मी अबाउट दैट. एंड व्हेन दे मेट दे मस्ट नॉट हैव डिस्कस्ड द पेटी थिंग्स, दे मस्ट हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट द highest knowledge of the self. So you tell me about that. The Sut is saying, having listened to this question about by Parikshit, then Sukhdev Ji was very happy. Because the question related to Atmagyan, knowledge of the self. So he was very happy. So therefore Sri Sukhuvacha, Sukh started giving. The question was, kada, when, kutra, where. So the, now the answer starts with yada, kada, and then after yada, when this thing happened, then after that they met. The first he said yada tu raja, we have already seen when Dhritarashtra made all the arrangement and their sons, they made arrangement about killing the Pandava in the Lakshabhavan, and they made the house made of lath and tried to kill them at that time. After that it happened. Second he said, yada sabhayam kuru deva devya, when Draupadi was dragged by her hair to the assembly in presence of everybody and she was crying, after that it happened. Then it is said, dute tu adharmena jitasya sadho, when the gambling, we have seen that each and every person has got some weakness. Even the Yudhishthir was also have some weakness, and his weakness was gambling. Invite for gambling, immediately will come. And in that gambling, what happened? The Duryodhan cheated. Adharmena jitasya sadho. He defeated them because some illegal means or some other methods he did it. And then what happened? According to the contract, they were sent to Vana, the forest. You see, in the life, you know, this going to the forest is very important. Pandava has to go. Then Ramji has to go to Vanvas. And we will find Vidur will be also going. And we also should all go to the one. One means forest. When should we go?
51.
When your age is 51. In Hindi we call it 51. One is there in the last. 52. 53. 54. 55. 56. 57. 58 is the last. 58 is the last. That is why perhaps the retirement age is 58. But in America, I don't think there is any retirement. I'm not sure. I was reading somewhere that Supreme Court judges are 80 years, 90 years old. They don't retire. That appointment is till death, I think so. Maybe. But that is not correct. Should retire, go to the forest. So we also should plan. Going to the forest means you have to purify yourself, get the knowledge. That is the idea behind it. Then what happened? These people, they came back, Pandav came back after their exile in the forest. They came back and they demanded their kingdom. According to the contract was that for 13 years you will be outside and when you come back, you will be given. Now these people have denied to give his their shares. Kuch nahi denge. Then they said, Lord.
Yada cha partha prahita sabhaya jagad guru jnani jagad krishna natani pumsa amritaya nani rajo rumi nikshata पुण्यलेशः.
Then when Sri Krishna Jagadguru was sent by Yudhishthir to the court of Dhritarashtra, Kaurav, and they did not give any ear or importance to whatever Lord said, and they didn't accept the cordial message of compromise because all his stock of merits had been exhausted by Chatpunnalesaha. Why didn't they heed to this? Kaurav, they didn't heed. Why? Chatpunnalesaha. Because their punya were exhausted. Why punya were exhausted? Punya were exhausted because Vidur was insulted in the court. But Vidur didn't get angry. So if a sadhu is insulted, if he doesn't get angry, then know it for sure that he takes away your punya. Chatpunnalesa, because Vidur took all, because this Vidur was Mahatma. So Vidur took the punya and went away. Chatpunnalesa. Now Lord Sri Krishna, Jagat Guru, went there not as a Dwarikadhish, not as a king of Dwarika. He went as an ambassador. Ambassador of Yudhishthir for a particular purpose. He went there. Then there was no compromise. They asked Lord, compromise to anyone? Chalo bhiksha khao. Baito bhiksha. Lord said, no, I am not going to take bhiksha here. For it is said, for 30 days they were preparing for the bhiksha. Bhagwan ko khilayenge, denge kuch nahi. But Lord turned down. Why he turned down? He turned down because the Dhritarashtra. What is Dhritarashtra? The word says Dhritarashtra. Jo rashtra ko pakad ke rakhta, one who is holding the rashtra. Rashtra means what? Wealth. Holding your wealth is not illegal. But holding illegal wealth is wrong. Dhritarashtra. And also, his conduct was also not good. He was vyabhichari. Vyabhichari means he was taking side. Even when he was king, he was taking side of his wicked sons. Always support the guy. Therefore, any food cooked by that wealth is not good. What will happen if I take that food? That will cloud your buddhi. That will destroy your buddhi. Therefore, Lord didn't take. Then, when the Lord was coming out, then Dronacharya said, why don't you come to my house? You have not eaten anything, you come to my house. He denied that also. Nahin, nahin jayenge. He went to Vidur. Vidur's house and took his bhiksha there. So what Mahatmas do? What Mahatmas and Swamis do when they go for bhiksha? We don't know what type of wealth he chooses there. So we make them prasad first. Lord Prasad, Brahmarpanam Brahmas. Then it becomes prasad. Over. So Vidur took away all the punya. Because he was insulted and he did not react. He took the punya of all the Kaurava. Therefore it is said, Chatpunnalesaha. No punya was left. Then after that in the verse number 10 it is said, again when invited by the elder brother Dhritarashtra, Vidur entered the private chambers of the Dhritarashtra and was asked to give advice. Then the crest jewel of wise counselor gave a piece of advice known as Vidur Niti.
politicians still follow that Vidur Niti. Dhritaras asked Vidur to come and advise me, what should he do? Vidur gave the advice. A little bit of it mentioned here, but the rest is not the part of Bhagavatam. It is the part of Mahabharata. And the politicians, they still refer to that Vidur Niti. Who is this Vidur? Who is this Vidur? Vidur, as you know, is a Dasi Putra, half brother of Dhritarashtra. In earlier life, he was Yamaraj, he was a Devta. And it so happened there was a Rishi called Mandabya Rishi. Mandabya Rishi was contemplating in his kutiya in the forest. And some thief, they have stolen something from the palace and were running with the looted things, and they were being followed by the police. When they saw that we are being chased, we will be caught, so they kept all the looted things in front of the kutiya of Mandabya Rishi, and they went away. Now thereafter, police didn't chase them. They found the booty and they said, okay, when it is lying here, chalo inko pakad ke le chalo. They took the Mandabya Rishi and brought to the king. Okay, we got this, all this wealth. It was lying in his kutiya. So he has stolen. Whatever Mandabya said, Raja said nothing. We got the things from you, so you are chor. You are thief. And he was, at that time, he was sentenced to death. तो उनको जब वहाँ फांसी पर चढ़ाया, then the Raja saw his face is glowing. He has got Brahma Tej. He is not a chore. Then he asked him to come down. There is something wrong there. Then Mandabya Rishi said, no, I have not done this thing. Raja believed and he was released. Then he went to Yamaraj. Why did you give me this punishment? For what purpose, you tell me? What I have done in my past life? And according to the record, Yamaraj was puzzled. Kya bole? Yamaraj lied. Yamaraj said, when you were 3 years old, then you did this thing, that is why you have to take this punishment. Mandabya said, I was 3 years, I was a child. How can you punish me? I am innocent. Agar saja deni thi, to sapne mein de dete, tumko thappad maar dete. In the dream state, you have not done that. Now I curse you that you will be born as a Sudra in next life. देखो गलती सुपर कंप्यूटर में भी कभी कभी होती है. And the Mandabya Rishi, his tej was so much that whatever he said, it happened. And he, Vidur, was born as a Dasi Putra. In earlier life, he was Yamaraj, he was Devta. Then Vidur in verse number said, this is what he advised to Dhritarashtra. Return the share of Yudhishthir, who regard none of you as your enemy, because he is Ajat Satru. Yudhishthir is called Ajat Satru, he is no enemy. He is not considering you enemy, but you return whatever share you have. Your wrongdoing, which are hard to bear, Bhim, whom you are terribly afraid, with his younger brother Arjun, his hissing and fury as a serpent. They are all ready to take revenge. Look, Vidur is saying, Vidur was a prime minister in that king's prime minister. and he is advising you do this thing. But Dhritarashtra is not listening, not considering anything. Then he said, Parthastu Deva Bhagavan Mukunda Grihitvan Sakshiti Deva Deva. Bhagavan Lord Krishna is, Lord Krishna has accepted Pandav as his own devotee and he is going to support them. Know it. And Aste Sarpuryam Yududeva Devo, Aste Puryam Puryam in his own city. What was the city of Lord? Dwarka. He is there in Dwarka. And who is he? Yadudeva Deva. And Yaduvansa Devata, he is Devata of Yaduvansa. He is still living. He will support Pandav, he will protect. And also Vinarjita Sesana Nrideva Devaha. And he is also followed by many, many kings of this land. And Nrideva, he is supported by many. Who is the Nrideva? Brahmans are called Nrideva. So Brahmans also support Lord. So Lord is still there. So don't think you will get away with all this thing. But that advice was also not taken. Then he said, Sa esa dosa, this is dos, this is not good. This is evil. Duryodhan is embodiment of evil and denouncer of God. He doesn't believe in the God also. Because when Lord came, he didn't heed to his advice. And he resides in your house. Duryodhan is residing in your house. He is evil. He is hostile to Krishna. He doesn't accept Lord Krishna as Devata. Deprived of goodness. Gatasri. Krishna the Bimukha. You see the word Krishna the Bimukha. He is anti-Krishna. And Sri Gata, there is no Sri, there is no goodness in him. You are culturing the evil regarding to be your own son. If you want good of your clan, drive away this evil from your home immediately. Duryodhan will be the cause of destructions of all Kauravas. So Vidur advised, your son is like this, you throw him out of palace of the country. Bahar nikalo. Dekho, Mahatma says, at that time there was only one Dhritarashtra. But now there are many, many, many Dhritarashtra. Why? People have got illegal wealth, number one. Their conduct is also not good. The scripture gives an instance of one Dhritarashtra and give the end result also what will happen. But we all protect our children. I will tell you a story later on. A real story. We all protect our children. What happened later on? If you see the whole life, then you come to know. There was a boy, school going boy, and whenever he used to come back, he used to bring something from the other children's bag, stealing pencil, rubber, book, this and that, he will bring every day. And the mother used to be happy, chalo kuch aa gaya. This boy, when he grew up, he became a robber. Robbing people, looting banks, this, that, and aste, then started killing also. Ultimately was caught. You see, the habit we made from the childhood, mother didn't check. So when he was ordered, sentenced to death, at that time, as you all know, they all ask you, what is your last wish? So he said, I want to see my mother. ठीक है लेके आओ, माँ को लेके आओ. मदर वॉज ब्रॉट, दिस फेलो वॉज हैंडकफ्ड. ही सेड आई वॉन्ट टू स्पीक समथिंग टू माई मदर. मदर केम, कम क्लोजर, आई विल स्पीक इन योर ईयर. एंड देन व्हेन शी केम क्लोजर ही बिट हिज ईयर्स,
कान काट लिया.
मदर सेड व्हाई यू हैव डन दिस. बोले यू शुड हैव चेक मी द डे व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड स्टीलिंग, यू शुड हैव चेक मी ना. Because of you, I am being held. So we all are Dhritarashtra in our family. We protect our children. Whatever they say, no, we support them. Even if they are doing something wrong, we say no, theek hai, bachcha theek hai. We don't see their shortcoming, their defects. यहाँ तो और मुश्किल है, अमेरिका में मोर डिफिकल्ट. यू कांट सी एनीथिंग हियर. स एष दोषः एंड ही से त्यज एषम् अबंडन रिनाउंस कुल कौशलाय. फॉर द वेलफेयर ऑफ योर फैमिली यू शुड अबंडन एंड रिनाउंस. ओनली ए साधु और महात्मा और ए रिलेटिव लाइक दैट कैन ओनली एडवाइज दैट यू शुड डू दिस थिंग फॉर द गुड ऑफ योर फैमिली. ही एडवाइज बट इज एडवाइज वॉज नॉट टेकन. शत पुण्य ले सर, पुण्य नहीं है शत पुण्य ले सर. इवन इन Bhagavad Gita also it comes at one place where Lord is saying something to Dhritarashtra, or Sanjay was saying, describing the whole description of the war, and at that time Lord has shown the forward reel also. What is going to happen? Everything is dying. Each and every person was entering in the Lord's mouth. That they all will die. Sanjay was narrating the whole thing. But at that time, Dhritarashtra was listening. But that part, it is said, he didn't listen. There also Shankaracharya writes, when writing the commentary, when he saw the forward read, Sanjay was narrating, he missed that sentence. That my son or all, everything, they are dying. War has not started yet. War has not started. But Lord has shown Arjun everything, that everybody is dying. You need not fear. Dronacharya or Karna or Bhishma Pitamaha, because he was afraid of all these people. Why Bhishma Pitamaha? Because he has got Ichha Mrityu. Even if you want to kill him, he will not die. And they were on the other side. Dronacharya, his own guru, he knows Arjun's weakness. Karna also has got the power. So he was afraid of 3-4 people. So Lord showed him that everybody is entering. Then after that, Arjun got up. Now I will fight. I will be able to kill them. So there also, when this fast forward read was being shown and Sanjay was narrating that it is going to happen, Lord is showing in this Vishwaroop. This part he missed. And at that time, it is also said that Sanjay told Dhritarashtra, you are Raja, you can stop it now also. But he did not heed. There also, Shankaracharya did it, because the punya was no more there. That is why he did not hear this. When Kul Kausal aaya, then irritated by the speech of Vidur, Duryodhan, who was standing there with his friends like Karna, Shakuni, Dushasan and others, became very angry at the Vidur, and he insulted virtuous Vidur and said, you see, ityuchivans tatra suyodhanena. You see, if you meet a sant, know for sure that you have got some punya. So when the Kaurav got Vidur as prime minister, there was some punya with them. No doubt about that. Now the same person, Vidur, now is Prabuddha Kopa Spurita Dharayana. Prabuddha Kopa. Because he was saying against Duryodhan, Karna was there, Shakuni was there, and Anuj, Sa Karna Anuj Sau Balena, is Anuj, Dushasan was there. The moment they heard that Vidur uncle is saying all these things against us, he kept furious. And what he said,
Kaina matropa juhava jimham dasya sutam yad vidina eva pushtaha tasmin pratipa parakritya aste nirvasya tamashu purachvasana.
Who has called this crooked son of a slave maid servant here? He is hostile to his master, on whose crumbs he has grown fat, and he works for the enemy's cause. Push him out of the palace at once. Let us hear him howling. This is what Duryodhan said, that you are Dasi Putra. See, insulting. You are Dasi Putra. You are surviving on the palace salary. And you are criticizing us. Throw him out. Let him howl. It is said Vidur had the power to burn them to ashes. But he did not do. Because he saw, in the next verse it will say, he saw that he has seen the Maya's power now. It is the Maya plane. And there is going to be something good for me. He is being insulted. It is the Lord's wish that he is being insulted. And at this time he should leave this place. He was not angry, not agitated at all. He saw that it is the Lord's grace on me. Maya is working at this point of time. But one thing is to be seen, when this is happening at that time, Dhritarashtra was quiet. He didn't say even a single word. He was listening the whole thing. But he didn't say anything. You see, Bhagwan also wanted the growth of Vidur. He also wanted the growth of Vidur. How Vidur can get the self-knowledge? Vidur then met Uddhav ji. He also asked him about the knowledge of the self. Uddhav ji said, I have got the knowledge of the self because Lord has given me. I know. But Lord has also instructed me that when Vidur contacts you, Lord knew Vidur will come contact Uddhav. When he contacts you, you tell him that you will get Atma Jnana from Maitreya. Referring to Maitreya. And Uddhav did the same thing. When he was contacted, he asked. You see, whenever a sant or Mahatma they meet, they talk about the Atma Jnana only. So he wanted. Vidur also wanted. Then in the 16th verse,
Sahitamatulvana Karnavanaihi भ्रातुपुरो मर्मसुताडितोपि स्वयं धनुर्द्वारि निधाय मायां गतव्यतोऽप्याद् गुरुमानयानः.
These words of Duryodhan pierced his ears like chaff in the presence of his brother Dhritarashtra. He recognized the greatness of Maya, spoke nothing, and was peaceful in mind. He left the palace, depositing his bow at the gate. Many times I have told you, the story of Gautam Buddha, Bhikshamdehi, you remember? Same thing here. Bidur was insulted, but he didn't take it. Therefore, his mind was peaceful. He didn't receive it. If you receive it, you will react. If you don't receive it, okay. It is with them only, those who are trying to give. Then he deposited his arms there. At the gate, he left and went away. What does that mean? That means, I am not going to join Pandava also. The bow and arrow which the king has given me as a prime minister, or the arms which has given to me, I am depositing. Nowadays what happens? If you leave this party, you join that party. Is it not so? But he didn't join. Bidur didn't join. He is seeing the play of Maya. I am being insulted. This is play of Maya. And this is the grace of the Lord. Will you see like that? This is the grace of Lord. Lord wants me to leave this now. And he left. You see, once Lord came as a Brahman, went to a Jamindar's place. He was enjoying a lot of money. And he was doing some puja. In that puja, he was expecting some more wealth. Then as a Brahman, he blessed them. Okay, you will get more wealth. Then he came out, went to a poor man, poor Brahman's house. That Brahman was always taking the name of the Lord, but he had one cow. So sometimes his time used to go into milking the cow, providing fodder for the cow, taking the milk to the village for selling it, cleaning the cow shed and all that. The Lord said that only obstruction in his life is this cow. Killed. And Brahman got realized, khatam, chutti. Liberated, Brahman liberated. Similarly, Lord here also saw. And Bidur could see all these things, he could realize. That is why he said, Maya is a play of Maya. Something good is going to happen. He left it, deposited his arm, and went for the teeth. Sa nirgata kaurava punya labdha. Kaurava punya labdha. Bidur, who was there with the Kaurav because of the Kaurav's punya, that they got Bidur Mahatma. If you have got punya, then you will get any sant in your life, any Mahatma in your life. Otherwise, you will not get. Sa nirgata kaurava punya tirtha. Gajaya tirtha pada padani. And he went out on the teerth, on foot. And with whom he went with his wife, Sulabha. Many times we have said that you, family means you should spiritually grow. Whole family should grow. That is why the Lord has made a family like that. You also try for that. Whole family should grow together spiritually. But here in everywhere we find somebody is interested, somebody is not interested, children are interested, parents not interested, one spouse interested, other spouse not interested. But here see, Vidur is living an instance. He went to Tirth Yatra with wife. He renounced everything. And we'll see how he was wandering in the tirth places. So Vidur, who was blessing for the Kurus, departed from Hastinapur for securing grace of the Lord. He traveled all sacred places which were sanctified by Mahavishnu in different incarnations. Lord resides in different form, washing Mahavishnu's feet from the sacred Ganga. Why should we visit tirth? We should visit tirth because tirth always reminds of Lord. If you go to the Vrindavan, there are many leela places. So, yahan par chiharan hua tha. Then this is Kesi Ghat, where Kesi was killed. And many, many places are there which they will show you. So that reminds of the leela. But in the city, if you go, downtown you go, they will say, this is Sears Tower. In Tirth reminds you of the Lord. In the city, they remind you of the Seth. Who is the owner of this building? That is the difference. And what we have to do? In Tirth, normally they always ask you to leave one thing. In each Tirth, whenever you go to any Tirth Sthan, if the Brahman is there, he will ask you, aap apni ek priya vastu chhod do yahan par. What is the idea behind it? Idea behind it is vairagya, dispassion. The most priya vastu he will ask you, which fruit you like most. If you say mango, from now on, but he will not eat mango. Ek priya vastu chhod ke aao. Then take bath in the Tirth Sthan. You must have control on your senses and mind. And sleep on the floor. These are normally expected from the Tirth Yatri. In earlier times, you will find only few dharmasala used to be there. Now you will find 5-star hotels. Earlier they were not there. Control. It is said, yes, hastaucha padaucha manascheiva sasayudam danam tapascha kirtischa sa tirtha phalam asmute. You get the fall of tirtha only if you have your hand, leg, mind, sansyutam, controlled. When they are controlled, that means your senses, your organs of perception and organs of action and mind is under control. Then you get the fall. Danam tapascha, you have to do the dan there. Tapa, austerity. What is this austerity? Take a dip in the water there, in the river nearby. Sleep on the floor. Vidur did all these things. All controls he did. And if you do it for 12 years, it is said, you will get the darshan of Lord. And Lord did come to Vidur's house. So if these things can be done, it will happen. It's a great thing. All these tapasyas, tirth, brahman, we have said many, many times. These are all for purification of mind. After this purification, after he was there in the forest, then he met Uddhav. Uddhav directed to Maitreya. Maitreya gave him the self-knowledge. That means whatever we are reading in our Veda Upanishad, same thing in the story form, the same thing quoted in the story form, you find it here. Same principle, there is no change at all. So the two main steps in the life or the human life is the purification of mind and getting the knowledge. Dono chahiye. And how you will purify your mind? You will have to, if you have withdraw, going to teeth means what? Withdrawing from the world. You are not in the house. You are in the teeth, son, and teeth always reminds you of the Lord, His Leela. So your mind is a Lord. But when you are at your home, your mind is not itself. The whole idea is to bring your mind to the Lord. In Upasana also, when you are doing the japa, you are thinking about the Lord. But if it is going to, is mechanical, it's not going to happen anything. So very good to jab kar liya, char mala, chhe mala, and you are planning in the mind what is to be done the whole day. It's not purifying. Because the mind is thinking about the world only. How can it purify? It won't purify. While doing the puja also same thing. So purification of mind, that takes a lot of time. Purify your mind, then you are fit for. Here also Vidurji also is purifying his mind. Then he will meet a son. Sant will refer to another son. That sant will give him the knowledge of the son. So unaccompanied by anyone, he visited on foot cities, sacred groves, mountains, rivers, lakes and holy places, graced with the Lord images, visited Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan and all those places he visited. In verse number 19, it is said, pure and disciplined in the way of life, bathing in the holy waters, lying on the bare ground, unmindful of his body needs, dressed scantily as avadhut. All about Vidurji, Prime Minister, ex-Prime Minister. Unrecognized by the people, traveled from place to place, observing vows, pleasing to Hari. That was his dress at that time. Avadhut. Avadhut means only small loin's cloth, that's all, no other thing. And for body needs, unmindful. Jo thoda bahut mil gaya, kha liya, unmindful. Dressed scantily, Avadhut, unrecognized by the people. He was in such a form that people won't recognize that he is the ex-PM. So that shows the self-controlled, traveled the Tirthasthan and purified his mind.
Ittham Rajan Bharatameva Varsham Kalena Yavat Gatavan Prabhasam Tavacha Shasak Chitimeka Chakram Ekadapatrama Chitena Partha.
While he was still traveling in the Bharatvarsh, he reached Prabhas Chitra near Dwarka. West India, he reached there, Prabhas Chitra. By this time, Yudhishthir was made the king with the help of Lord Krishna and war was over. He was universal and undisputed sovereign of entire country. Ek chakra. We say na chakravarti raja. So ek chakra, Yudhishthir was made king of the entire Bharatvarsha by Lord Krishna. There he came to know about the destruction of his own clansmen in the war because of mutual jealousy were near and dear to him. As the bamboos reduced to ashes in the thick forest of bamboos after friction with each other, he walked toward the source of Saraswati. There when he reached the Prabhas Chetra, he came to know that all the clans, all the Kauravs, they all are destroyed. How? Because of mutual jealousy, like the bamboos in the forest, when they rub each other, the dry bamboo, and there is a fire, and the whole forest of the bamboo gets burned. Same way, they were all destroyed. And how many tirtha he visited? It is said, he visited Trit, Usna, Manu, Prithu, Agni, Asit, Vayu, Sudas, Gau, Guha, Shraddh, Dev. 11 Tirthasthan he visited. 11. Then after that, 23.
Anyani cheha dvija deva devai kritani nanayatanani vishnoho pratyam mukham kita mandirani yaddarshanat krishna manusmaranti.
Many were the other places he visited in that region, temples of Lord Vishnu founded by great rishis and devtas, having the mark of Sudarshan Chakra and like, which helps one to remember Lord Krishna. So he visited many temples which reminds about the Lord. The whole idea visiting Tirth or the temple is to remind you about the Lord. But even when we go to the Tirth Sthan, we go with our smartphones. And then immediately send the pictures from there to our relatives all over the world. And we miss Lord. Now the conversation between Vidur and Uddhav. Who is Uddhav Ji? Who is Uddhav Ji? Uddhav Ji is an Atmajnani. And he was pupil of Brihaspati. Disciple of Brihaspati. Who is Brihaspati? Guru of Devtas. Dekho, Guru uske kaun hai Uddhav ke. He was a great devotee of Lord. When Lord was folding his Leela, Uddhav Ji said, no, I also will come with you. हम कहाँ रहेंगे उद्धव जी से लॉर्ड से नो 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 आई एम गिविंग द नॉलेज आई विल बी प्रेजेंट इन यू एज ए क्षेत्रज्ञ एज ए जीव आई विल बी एवर प्रेजेंट इन यू एंड वेन एवर यू कॉल मी आई विल प्रेजेंट चैप्टर 13 ऑफ भगवद गीता ऑल्सो से सेम थिंग दैट वी ऑल आर क्षेत्र वॉट वी कॉल एज अ जीव रियली इट इज नॉट जीव इट इज ईश्वर हिमसेल्फ The Lord Himself is there. It is the consciousness Himself. Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to. So simple. So jiva is nothing but consciousness. He said, I am always already present in you, and whenever you want me, I am present. And then you go to the Badrika Ashram. That was the instruction given to Uddhav Ji. And it is said, when the Lord was folding his Leela, he did not remember his parents, his wife, none, Lord. But Lord remembered Vidur. Kisi ki yaad nahi, Vasudev, Devaki, Yashoda. He didn't mention their name. But mentioned that Uddhav, Vidur will come. He will come for the knowledge. You direct him to Maitreya. Like here in the temple, you will find there is a murti there, pratishthit murti, pran pratishta is done, and then there is a utsav murti. Utsav murti means the murti which you can take out. Like Radha Krishna is there, and we have got utsav murti. The smaller one in the front, Uttar Murti, which you can take out. But the Pratishthit Murti can't be taken out. Uttar Murti can go into the city, but not the Pratishthit Murti. The Lord said to Uddhav, you are my Uttar Murti. You will go around everywhere and will do the prachar. And as a Utsav Murti, he was sent to Vrindavan also. As a Utsav Murti, that you are representing me. So now there is a conversation between Vidur and Uddhav, really speaking from 24 to 45. These are all slokas refer to Vidur's inquiring about their relatives, about the Lord. In each sloka, one name is given. So we are not going to see the all slokas like that. But he inquired about so many people. We will see that. Like Vidur said in 26 about the Krishna and Balaram, who incarnated in the earth all the requests of Brahmaji living happily. At that time he never knew whether the Krishna and Balaram are still living or not. He is asking Uddhavji, are they all right? Are they still existing? Then he said, dear Uddhav is our brother-in-law, Vasudev. How come he becomes his brother-in-law, Vasudev? Then he said, Vasudev had number of wives. One was Pauravi, cousin of Dhritarashtra. And that way, Vidur is related to. So how is our brother-in-law? Are they quite happy? Like his son, father, he behaved generously toward his sisters. Normally we have seen in our custom that parents look after their children. In ancient time, they used to give more attention toward the sons. And for the daughters, they will, at the time of marriage, whatever is to be given, they are given. After that, on different occasions, they will send something. That's all. After the death of parents, normally we don't see brothers helping sisters. But at that time, they were helping. Vasudev, he used to look after the sister. Whatever the needs were required, wherever there is requirement, they used to give. But now you will find it's not there. This should be followed. That is why all these incidents are given. How is Pradyumna, the commander-in-chief of the armies in the Yadav? In 29, is Ugrasen, the king of the clan of the Satak, Vishnu, Bhoj and Darsa, is living happily? He is inquiring about each and each person. What about the topmost car warrior, Rathina Samba? Is Yuyudhana quite happy? Is the wise, sinless Akrur quite healthy? Is all the well with the Devaki? Is the divine Aniruddha, the grandson of Lord Krishna, all right? Are all the people of Hridik, son of Satyabhama, Charu, Sen, Gada, faring well? Then Yudhishthir, Bhimsen, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, Pritha, Dhritarashtra. He inquired about all of them. Then Lord overlooked the wrongdoings of the Kaurav, though capable of punishing them and there. He sought to relieve the distress of those who had taken the shelter in him. The Lord is helping those who have taken shelter in him by destroying all kings who were proud and haughty with their power and wealth and blue blood and under the constant march of the army on the earth. You see, in verse number 44, it is said, the gun and karma of the Lord are divine. And anybody who comes to know about this gun and karma of the Lord, he is also liberated. This is said in Bhagavad Gita also, same thing. Gun and karma of the Lord are divya. Therefore, O friend, give me details of all news about that eternal one who has been born among the Yadav as Krishna for the help of presiding deities and for the good of those who follow his commandment and have taken shelter in him. So these were all the questions. How is he? How is he? How is he? How is he? Now Uddhavji will give briefly the Leela of Bhagwan. Very briefly, he will just touch. These Leela will come later on. All the Leela will come later on. And after that he will refer it to Maitri. And then Vidurji will go to Maitri and seek the knowledge. That is the major portion of this canto. We will see in our future classes.
This chapter is done.
इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां तृतीय स्कंदे विदुरुद्भव संवादे प्रथमोऽध्यायः।
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम श्री।